So after Jesus died, rose again, he went back to heaven. He sent his disciples to go and tell this good news to all the world, to go and spread this good news. And some of his followers were faithful and did just that. There was somebody called Paul and his friends who went to this place called Thessalonica. It's in northern Greece. And they told those people there who had never heard about Jesus before, they told them the good news that Jesus, this real person, died for their sins and he rose again from the dead, proving that he was even more powerful than death. So they heard this message about Jesus, and it was good news. They heard that God had come to earth as a little baby and grew up to be a man. And he lived a perfect life, didn't do anything wrong, say anything wrong, think anything wrong. Loved people, healed people. And then that person died on a cross, even though he'd done nothing wrong, but he was dying as a substitute, as a sacrifice in the place of guilty sinners, for those who did deserve to die. But he didn't stay there, did he? He rose from the dead. And that's really good news for people like us and people like the Thessalonians. And when they heard this news, when they heard this story, well, it wasn't just to them a true story. It was true, but they didn't just receive it as a true story or as an interesting story. This story became a life-changing story. Something amazing happened when they heard this good news story about the death and the resurrection of Jesus. We read in that verse there that God's power was at work. God's power was at work. Okay, boys and girls, you want to come back to the front, but I want you to keep counting, all right? I want you to keep counting. Okay, find a seat. Great. Who's got more than 10 steps yet? Have you got more than 10 steps? Brilliant. Okay, you've got some more steps to count later on. Boys and girls, we're thinking about four steps today. First step is something to admit. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Story about a teenage boy. He went into a shop and he stole something. He did something very bad. He stole something from the shop and he went home and he hid it. And later that day there was a knock on the door and it was the police, and the police spoke to his parents and said, we have reasons to believe that your son has stolen something from this shop. So mum and dad called the son downstairs because he was hiding in his bedroom. They went into the front room with the police. And the police says, we believe that you've stolen something. He said, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. I didn't take anything. And then they showed him a picture from the cameras in the shop. And the cameras showed this teenage boy stealing something from there. And when he saw it, when he saw the picture, he admitted that it was him. That's what it is to admit something. It's to say, yes, it's true. That is true. I did take it. He admitted that he'd taken that thing from the shop. Well, in the story of the Thessalonians, something, their first step was to admit something, but they didn't just admit that it was true. They had to admit something else. We can see it in the reading there. When they heard the good news, God showed them something inside which wasn't right. And they knew it was true. They knew that they hadn't loved God as they should. They worshipped idols. They didn't worship the Creator God. They'd worship created things. They didn't love Him. They didn't live for Him. And they knew when they were told the good news about Jesus that it was true. They didn't worship or love God. So they admitted that. But they admitted something else. They admitted not only that it was true, but that it was wrong. The boy in the story didn't admit that he'd done wrong. He admitted it was true, but he didn't admit it was wrong. And our verse says that God helped them to see. Do you remember the CCTV image? Helped them to see that it was Him. God helped them to see in their hearts that the way they'd been living wasn't right. That they weren't friends with God. There was something wrong. And they knew it was true. They had to admit it was true. And that's the very first step we can see in the story of the Thessalonians. There was something they came to admit. That God is a holy God. And we can't be friends because of our sin. And that's something God shows us. We're going to sing that song now, actually. You know that song, don't you? God is a holy God. We can't be friends because of our sin. So Paul's good news sounded like bad news to begin with. But I want you to see what Paul says next. So God had shown them something on the inside that wasn't right. They worshipped idols. They didn't love God. That's a big problem. But look what Paul says about them next. They heard and believed something that brought them great joy. They heard and believed something that brought them great joy. So this week there was a really moving piece on the news of a mother. It was the day after the bombing in Manchester. And she said, "I've not heard from my daughter yet. I don't know if she's alive or not." And you know, hearts of every viewer would have gone out to her. It turned out that her daughter had died. Turned out to be a sad story for her. But we read here that when the Thessalonians heard this message, this good news message, that it led them not to sadness but to joy, even though things were difficult for them. Even in the middle of suffering, even in the middle of affliction and difficulties, this message was something that brought them joy. I just want to share you a little bit of the message that brought them joy. God knew all about that problem on the inside. He knew just what these people were like. He knew that they hadn't loved God or lived for Him. He knew of that broken relationship. But He was the good news message that brought them joy. God sent Jesus to do something about that. God sent Jesus into the world because He loves this world. And He doesn't want anyone to perish. But He wants to save the world. He wants to forgive the world. They heard that God sent Jesus into the world. And that God in Jesus had done everything necessary for them to be forgiven. For that relationship with God to be restored. For it to be fixed. Everything that needed to be done for them to be welcomed into God's family had been done. And Paul gave them the invitation to come into God's family and be forgiven for their sin and to be rescued from the judgment to come. And it was great news. However difficult life was for them, it was great news. The best news they'd ever heard. And they believed they had faith. They didn't just believe it was true. Their belief was something more than believing it was true. It was true. These things had actually happened. The things that Paul was offering, all of those things were true. They believed, but they believed something more than it was true. Okay, anybody know what that is? Anybody know where that is? Do you know where it is? It is a skyscraper. Fantastic answer. Okay, that's the Spinnaker Tower. It's in Portsmouth. And it's 110 metres high. Right in the top, on the top floor, they have a glass floor. Okay? Can you see somebody's feet? Standing on the glass floor, 110 metres in the air. That's really high. Boys and girls, here's what I want to ask you. Would you step on the glass? Would you trust the glass to hold your weight? That person has faith. That person believes that that glass will hold them. How do you know that they've got faith? They don't just believe it's true in their heads, do they? They believe it's true, and they prove that they believe it's true by stepping on it. The Thessalonians, when they heard this message about Jesus, that God through Jesus was willing to forgive their sin, welcome them into his family, rescue them from the coming judgment, they not only believed it was true, they believed in Jesus. They put their faith in him, that only Jesus could save them from their sin, that nothing else could save them. Only what Jesus had done on the cross could save them, get them right with God. They believed that. They put their faith, not in the glass floor. They put all their faith, all their trust in Jesus to save them. They weren't relying on anything else for a right relationship with God. They were trusting fully in Jesus. Do you know what we read in 1 Thessalonians, that not only did they have faith, but their faith became famous. When people heard the story of the Thessalonians, it was hard for other people to believe. Can it be true that the Thessalonians are believing in Jesus? They used to worship idols, but now they believe in Jesus. Their faith became famous. They started following Jesus as their king. Following in the footsteps of these people called the Thessalonians, the first step, that there was something to admit. And then we saw there was something to believe. They believed in Jesus, that only Jesus could save them. There's the third thing I want us to think about this morning. The third step, there was something to consider. When they heard the good news message, there was something they had to consider. And they had to consider the cost. I need some help with this, boys and girls. I need some volunteers. Okay, can I have the first four up the front will be fine. Go, keep counting your steps though. Come on, Charlotte, you're up for it, aren't you? Come on. One, two, three, one more. Cool, right. I need to hold Star Wars DVD. Okay, pack of, what are they, Pringles? Oh no, actually they're not Pringles, they're Snack Right Stackers. You can hold the beans, and you can hold the satsumas. Okay. I'm not going to ask you how much they cost. They all cost a different amount. Which do you think cost the most? Which one do you think, boys and girls, which one do you think cost the most? We've got the satsumas, the tin of beans, the crisps, or the Star Wars DVD. What do you think? Star Wars DVD. Brilliant. We're in agreement? Cool. Right, what do we think is the next most expensive item there? The Pringles? Anybody agree? I'm just going to say they're not actually Pringles. Slightly cheaper than Pringles, all right? Are we in agreement? The satsumas. Yeah? Do you think satsumas next? Yeah. Tell you what, Charlotte, you go and stand at that far end. Cool. So, Star Wars DVD, Satsumas. What about the beans and the stackers? What do we reckon? What's the most expensive, stackers or beans? The stackers. I think they're right. Do you want to swap places? Cool. Beans, 75p. Stackers, 89p. Satsumas, £1. And the Star Wars DVD, that was £9.99. Boys and girls, thank you for your help. Go and take your seat. Remember to count your steps. Okay, are you still counting? The Thessalonians had to count something as well. They had to count the cost of not the weekly shopping. They had to count the cost of following Jesus. It was going to cost them a great deal to follow Jesus. They'd have to leave their idols behind. Some people would make fun of them. Some people would pick on them. Some people might even do worse because they were following Jesus. They knew that there would be a great cost to following Jesus. They had to count that cost. But there was another cost that they had to count. And that was the cost of not following Jesus. Did you notice in our Bible reading, the writer Paul talks about rescuing from the coming wrath. Jesus has gone back to heaven and he's coming again one day. And they had to count the costs. What if I don't follow Jesus? What will the cost of not following Jesus be? And the Bible tells us something of that cost, of being forever cut off from God, cut off from his love and his grace and his goodness forever. This wrath that it's talking about here is God's anger against sin. Sin is horrible. It's so evil. We can see how it's messed up lives and messed up this world. And one day God will punish all of that. The Thessalonians had to count the cost of not following Jesus. The Bible tells us when Jesus was on the cross, he took the wrath of God on himself. It's like a big swap happened. The sin of the Thessalonians and all those who believe in Jesus was put on Jesus, and the anger, the wrath of God came out on Jesus. He took the punishment that sinners deserve. But it's only those who put their faith in Jesus who will be rescued from the coming wrath. That's what the Bible says. And that's why this good news message from Paul was such good news for this life and for the life to come. Something to admit, something to believe, something to consider. And the last step, the fourth step we can see in the life of the Thessalonians was something to do. There was something to do. Anybody know what that sign is? It's a road sign. Anybody know what a sign is, Emma? Me and Emma done some revision this week on her theory test. It means no U-turns, okay? No turning around. It's dangerous to do a U-turn. But actually, Paul is saying of these people, you've got to do a U-turn. You've got to turn from those idols. They'll do you no good. They're not real. They're made out of stone and wood and precious metal. What kind of gods are they? You need to turn from them. Stop worshipping and following these false gods. Turn from them and turn to God. So he's saying, yes, U-turns. U-turns are really important for people. You need to turn from and turn to God. A number of weeks ago, boys and girls, we learnt this verse, didn't we? Can you remember? It was part of our holiday club. Repent and believe the good news. Repent means do a U-turn. It means turn around. Stop following those things which are not God. Stop worshipping those things that are not God. They'll do you no good in this life or the life to come. Start following the one true God. So, boys and girls, who can remember this verse? We call it a memory verse, and hopefully you've been able to remember it after all these months. Okay, I need some volunteers to help with this memory verse. Anybody? Yeah, Louisa, brilliant. So reliable. Come on. Such a star. Come out the front. Go on, who's gonna join? Yeah, come on. Good lad. Brilliant. Cool. Yeah, let's get in a line. This fine, yeah. Keep coming. Okay. Yeah, brilliant. Right. So the memory verse is repent and believe the good news. There's some actions, okay? So we're going to start pointing this way. And we're going to do repent, which means turn around. Yeah. For believe, we're going to do this. You ready? Watch this. So we're going to grab and pull it in towards our heart. Believe, okay? We're going to believe it, not just in our heads. This is going to be in our hearts, okay? We're going to believe it deep down. Believe the good news. Did you get that? So, good news. And then it's Mark. Mark, let's do an M for Mark. Chapter 1, verse 15. Yeah. Are you ready? With me? All facing this way? Pointing this way? You ready? Okay. Repent and believe the good news. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Some great actions. Let's try it with the words this time as well, yeah? So we'll do that and we'll invite everybody else to join in. All right, you ready? After three, one, two, three. Repent and believe the good news. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Thank you, boys and girls. We just give them a round of applause. They're brilliant. You're back to your seat. Count your steps. Okay, boys and girls, how many steps have you taken this morning? Anyone taken more than 20? Anyone taken more than 30? Anyone taken as many as 50 steps? Wow. Thank you for helping me this morning. Do you know, if we take 10,000 steps a day and we get to live till we're 80, that could be more than 300 million steps, all right? That's a lot of steps, isn't it? But however many steps you take in life, however many steps you take in your life, there are none more important than the four steps we saw the Thessalonians take in our reading today. There's no more important steps for you to take than to admit that there's something wrong in your life. There's something wrong between you and God that needs fixing. Something to believe. Only Jesus can save you from your sin. Only Jesus can put that right. Something to consider. There will be a cost in following Jesus, but there's also a great cost to not following Jesus. And there's something to do. This is the action part of faith. There comes a moment in your life when you need to turn. There's something for you not only to think about, not only to believe, but something to do. True faith is always shown real by action. Something to admit, something to consider, something to believe, something to consider, and something to do. Good news that brought them real joy. I hope this news is news that will bring you good news too.